Hello everyone, welcome back. So we have been talking about team management for quite some time. Now let's look at how team utilization is tracked. First of all, as the word suggests, utilization means the extent to which a resource is used in the organization or in the project. Okay, resource utilization. Utilization is most basic level metric which is used. When you use certain resources on your project, how they have actually contributed or is the metrics which organization or teams or project need to know. And that is why resource utilization has become more important. Professional service or basically the profitability of their people needs to be managed. Organization need to know the profitability about how the resources have performed. So why utilization is important is they need to evaluate the operational efficiency. Operational efficiency means a business, when they initiate different kinds of projects, they need to understand, if I'm putting so much of money in return, how the resources which were used at that cost have performed. Okay, if the operational efficiency is not tracked, it becomes a bottleneck. Please understand. The utilization report provides a data to where how the resources are being used. Okay. So this utilization is very important for project, because if not tracked, the cost of that resource will be borne by organization or the team or project. So utilization is important. In most of the companies, the way the utilization is tracked is more different. Okay. Like, you know, salary due to employee, whether they are assigned to a project, is basically a metrics of, about, you know, utilization. In terms of when you want to check the utilization, you're giving a fixed salary to an employee. If that employee is working 8 hours per day, 5 days a week, that means 40 hours of work he or she needs to fill in his timesheets. What are timesheets? Timesheets are the way to record the efforts which have been spent by the resources on different tasks in the project or organization. So timesheets will record the effort spent. So if it is less than 40 hours, means let's say the person has worked only 30 hours. So 10 hours of billability or cost is being borne by the organization. So that 10 hours resource did not work, so that means the productivity of that person dropped. Instead of 100%, it only, the person was able to give productivity of only 80%, because 10 hours that person did not work. I'm just giving a fictitious numbers here. Okay, so if the person does not work, it's not fault of that person. It is a fault of the company, because they were not able to give the work to that particular person. Okay, so time not spent on generating the revenue is a cost to the organization. Okay, so that is why the employees become cost center, not a profit center. Cost associated with the resources. Please remember this. So utilization is important and critical from business point of view. Like, you know, software consulting, employees working on fee generating projects is very, very important. If they are not billable, they are called on bench. That's a basic term which is, you know, used in industry. They are on bench. Means they are not doing anything. They are on bench. Right? So, if you have to cover the salaries which are given to the employee, you have to ensure that the cost is borne against any of the work or billable task or fee generating task against those resources. If they are not doing it, company bears the brunt of it, right? So utilization reports give you information. There are utilization reports or productivity reports which are generated by many organizations, which give you information about, you know, how, where, how much the resources are being used. This report shows utilization rates and capacity of utilization. So capacity is basically how much capacity this resource has. And utilization means how much of that capacity was used, right? So plan versus actual. What was available and what was used? Okay, that is utilization report. So utilization report give information to organization on how, where, how much, and rates and capacity utilization. Please remember. How utilization is measured? It varies from companies to companies, depending on what type of organization it is. You know, if it is a startup, no, utilization might be in terms of modules completed by the resource. If it is a high-end organization, big enterprise, resource utilization reports can be in terms of number of hours in relation to modules completed, right? Okay, so many companies measure this utilization reports in very fancy tools or in Excel based tools, which will give you a visual impact or visual representation about how the resource has been utilized. Okay, so, rather than, I would say, sustainable way of doing things. Team utilization, how it is being calculated. Just to give you a glimpse here, resource utilization is equals to basically a percentage of hours actually work when compared with possible working hours. Okay, let me just simplify this by giving you a small calculation. Okay, let's say a resource is required to work 8 hours per day, 6 days a week. So in a week, if the person works 8 hours per day, 6 days a week, possible working hours or possible billable hours are 48. Now, out of this 48 hours of work, you know, if the resource, or rather, let's come back, you know, to rate, okay, capacity, how the effective rate, we were talking about effective rate as well. So let's say I'm billing the resource at $60 per hour, okay. So, in all, if the resource fully works for 48 possible hours, I'll be able to generate a fee of $2,880. Okay? $2,880. Okay? If out of 48 hours, if the person works only 6 hours, per day for 6 days, that means total billable, actual billable hours become 36 instead of 48. Now 36 instead of 48 means a gap of around 12. Gap of around 12, right? 12 hours, billable hours are lost. So, utilization, when we calculate, it is actual work divided by total hours. Actual work was 36 and total hours was 48. So, the utilization was only 75%. Okay, only 75%. Now, look at effective rate. Effective rate will become, you know, the person actually worked, amount of actual amount of work done and total hours. So actual amount of work is 6 hours per day at a rate of 60. So it will become 2160 dollars. Okay, and total hours were which we had planned were around 48. So effective rate becomes 45. So instead of billing customer for 60, I'm billing customer by $45. So I'm at a loss of around $15 rate for my team for the particular resource. So this is how resource utilization is calculated. That gives idea to the team organization if and when, where, how the resource is productivity or utilization has been, you know, not done properly, or it is lacking, or there is a gap. Okay, so utilization is measured. Utilization rate is very important for many organizations. They charge their time to the customer, so billing efficiency is very, very important for the organization. One of the important factors which talks about utilization is productivity. How many productive units of work has been completed? So in a 6 days of time, 6.5 days of time, we have completed 8 to 10 productive units for our organization. So this is how a small graphic representation of how productivity is being measured, graphically represented. There can be multiple factors which can be used for productivity calculation, varies from organization to organization. Again, utilization, what utilization is used for? I've been talking about this. Very important matrix, why they want to use or what utilization is used for is basically capacity planning. Capacity planning is the project has a capacity of billing 10 full-time equivalent resources. 10 full-time equivalent resources means 10 resources working 8 hours per day for 6 days a week. Okay, so it is 48 multiplied by 10. It is 480 hours per week. That is a capacity which is available. So over a period of time, if I'm not able to provide resources or work for 480 hours of work, then I will lose the billability. I will not be able to get that revenue from the customer. So that is why utilization and capacity planning becomes very, very important. And basically this are very effective way of tracking resource utilization. You know, as I said, you know, resource utilization can lead to success in terms of revenue. Full-time utilized resources lead to success in terms of cost budgeting. Please remember this. Okay, what utilization is used for? So this makes project human resource management much easier in a longer run, okay, reducing the risk, different kinds of risk. And individuals with incorrect skills being staffed, reducing reliance on outside resources and keeping customer happier. As I said, you know, billability can lead to lesser risk in terms of schedule as well as cost. Very, very important. Ways to improve team utilization, what different ways we have. Implementing some form of time recording, like time sheets we talked about. Defining appropriate variables. Improve planning. Keep the team updated about project success and progress. Manage customer expectations. Manage collaboration. And ensuring employee satisfaction. Improving employee satisfaction, ensuring and improving. Please understand this. If team is not happy, your utilization will drop. And that is why to keep the team morale high, we need to have rewards and recognitions. Rewards and recognition to the project resources leads to success. Okay? Because many times it is kind of a motivating factor for the team. So employees who are recognized on a project, they can, you know, achieve much more higher value in terms of project than the set goals. So rewards and recognition to project resources who have worked on successful project is accepted as a good practice in the workplace. And it is important to consider employee recognition on project completion to both organization and employees. People are motivated if they feel they are valued in the organization. Please remember this. We have been talking about, you know, a lot of how to plan resource, you know, resource handling is done or resource management is done. Rewards and recognition, performance recognition, just a pattern of work or just saying a few good words about the team or resources can motivate them. So rewards and recognition becomes one of the driving factors of motivator or driving factor or motivator for the people who are associated with the team. Most team members are motivated by an opportunity to grow. Okay, if you give them promotions, the designation itself will motivate them to work harder towards goal. Okay, a good strategy for project managers for the team is possible recognition during the life cycle. At the end, when you give the recognition, that doesn't motivate. During the life cycle of the project, if you motivate them, they are bound to work harder. Please remember this. So in summary, when we talk about projects or teams, it is very, very important that, you know, teams are motivated, teams are recognized, and it helps them build a good project management structure, recognition structure, and help achieve project goals to a good extent. So thank you very much for being attentive, and let's connect back again. Thank you.